You're listening to The People Show with Seth, Dan, and Randeep on Sportsnet 650.
Oh, the people are fired up today. The password vote, it's the talk of Vancouver right now. The People Show is presented by Grip Auto and Tire, quality service you can trust, and 14 locations to serve you. Ryan in Surrey, no password. To be clear, I'm voting against the annoying intro. Still no password. A lot of people have thoughts on the intro. This is maybe something I didn't expect going into this vote.
Yeah, maybe you're learning something new. I keep telling you guys, you have to evolve this into something that unites people and doesn't divide. If the vote is telling you anything, is that password has divided the people.
No side are just thieves of joy. They don't enjoy having fun. We got another text here from Ryan in Chilliwack. Something about Ryan's and not liking this this intro you have. Ryan from Chilliwack says, the intro sounds like the intro of a strip show.
Oh.
Is that where you learned it from?
Man, so something unreal just happened.
How did this happen?
I don't know what happened.
I think we're talking about the same thing.
Like, how 300 votes just came out of nowhere. And all of a sudden, it's a dead heat. And if you want to vote, go to Twitter. Twitter.com/Sportsnet650. And this tweet is pinned. It's on Sportsnet650. All of a sudden, it was a 63% no to a 37% yes. It is now 50.7% no and 49.3% yes. So I don't know what county. I don't know what county. Is this DeKalb County or something? Like 90%?
Alexis tweeting in, how did 200 votes just come in?
I know.
No idea.
Stop the count.
No idea.
Stop the count.
Luke the bartender. Mail-in votes. It's all mail-in votes.
Yeah, please go to twitter.com/Sportsnet650 and vote no. Do the right thing.
Vote for happiness by voting yes.
Bowen Burnaby, the intro is sacred. Jimmy also saying, the intro is awesome. Bring back password. And Stephen Delta.
How many burners do you guys have?
These are the people. It's the people.
Stephen Delta, password is to radio as Jim Benning is to GMing.
Ooh.
They don't belong in the same sentence together. No to password, Stephen Delta.
Shots fired. Wow.
I'm just happy. It's a race now. There's a less than 1% of a difference. 49.3, 50.7. Let's go, folks. We got ourselves a race.
I really feel like we need like a John King board here. Like, just wait. It's not over yet here. We knew these votes would happen early, but wait. The Reach Deep Nation. It's coming in later. It's coming in.
Here are the votes coming in from the suburbs versus the city center.
My goodness.
When the East Coast wakes up, there will be an outpouring of votes that come in from different parts of Canada. We aren't really anticipating exactly what may happen with that. The vote is split right now. 50.7% saying no, 48.5. Well, the numbers are constantly changing. It's unbelievable. 48.5 saying yes right now to password.
I can't believe this swing.
It's unbelievable.
It's unbelievable. The no side is still holding on right now, but we need a bigger lead. The yes side has pushed forward, so go and vote. Even if you don't have a Twitter account, go and vote.
Vote.
Go, grab your browser, go to twitter.com/Sportsnet650, and you'll see the tweet and vote.
All right. That's what you got to do. And as for right now, password is on hiatus until the end of the voting period. It's Dan Riccio, Satyar Shah, and Randeep Janda here on The People's Show. Get in on the Dunbar Lumber text line. And also, you want to join the conversation, 604-280-0650. As The People's Show, we want the voice of the people to be a big part of it. And we started the show and, you know, we talked about what are some of the avenues the Canucks can go through to maybe create some more cap space. If Tanner Pearson is going to sign, you're probably going to have to open up some cap space somewhere. Randeep, you kind of mentioned yesterday, there's a chance that Jay Beagle ends up on LTIR next season. That opens up a little bit. Michael Ferland, that's another $3 million and change that will end up on LTIR likely. But what else can you do? Is there somebody you would buy out? 604-280-0650. And the three names that are most common, Antoine Roussel, Louis Erickson, and one, Jake Virtanen. The thing about Jake Virtanen, you look at what happened to somebody like Andreas Athanasiou this past offseason. Guy scored 30 goals and could, it really was a struggle for him to find a job. Like if you buy out Jake, you know, somebody's going to take a chance on him, but you know, it goes back to what happened last offseason and why did you go through the whole process? Why did you qualify him only to end up here now where he's very much so a buyout candidate? And I wonder if the optics of it just kind of take him off the list because the team has avoided any kind of bad optics that they could have with Jake through the years.
You know, looking at how the rest of last year's offseason went and looking at how everything went, I'm still not sure they'll actually buy out Jake. You know what I mean? Like, I do think part of the way the contract was structured was with that in mind, that, hey, if this doesn't work out, it's essentially a one-year deal, and if we have to cut our losses, we'll cut our losses. But I'm just not sure they'll take that leap with them ultimately. And if they do buy out two players, right, like one being, say, Louis, the other one perhaps, say, being Antoine Roussel, then that does clear up enough money that they can probably talk themselves into going with one more year with Jake. So I just don't buy into, like, I know it's there. I just don't buy that'll happen.
Well, organizationally as well, you're looking at, you know, are the Vancouver Canucks in a position to take an L on this contract a year after signing it? And the sense I get is, I don't think so, right? Like, Jim Benning just signed this. I know he was trying to shop, or there's attempts to be made to get that trade done with Anaheim, which were, you know, later on disputed. But at that point in time, it seemed like Jake Virtanen was on the market for a while. All the top insiders in the game were saying that. So I don't know. I think there's a hey, we'd like to move off this player if we can, but buyout, is that the way you're going to go with it? Because you need players on the roster next year as well. So this is an important thing where $3.4 million does not look good next year. But there's a way out of this contract. It's you need players next year. You don't qualify them the next time around, and you let them walk at that point. I think getting something back in return is going to be tough with Jake Virtanen based on the fact that that $3.4 million is going to scare away a lot of teams unless you're taking money back. The buyout doesn't really make sense to me based on the fact that you're going to need roster players next year. So I'd be looking in a different direction. Now, one thing can change this, all of this, is that all of a sudden at the end of the year, is there a GM change? Is there an organizational leader that comes in and says, kind of like Ken Holland did in Edmonton, where they don't really care. They're going to make the moves that suit them best, and they don't have that baggage of being, you know, Jake Virtanen as a draft pick. It's where they come in and say, all right, make some changes. Now, that is maybe the way you can work your way out of this, and maybe organizationally you're willing to take the L because it's not your mistake. But if Jim Benning's still the GM, and if ownership wants this player on the team and doesn't want to give him up for free, essentially, or pay away from those problems and create the buyout, I think Jake Virtanen's going to start next year as a Vancouver Canuck.
It is the most attractive of the buyouts, though, just from the numbers part of it. $2.5 million in savings against the cap for next season. It's because of a rule in the CBA in that he's under 25, so the buyout calculator is much different for players under that age. And $2.5 million for one player, that's pretty significant. Now, the question becomes, you know, what instead are you going to do with that $2.5 million? And the penalty for the following year is only $500,000. So strictly from a what's the most attractive, Jake Virtanen's is the most attractive from the buyouts available.
It's true. You know, it is in terms of how much money you spent, you save, and it's nothing against the cap, you know, this season or next season, the year afterwards. But Tambier makes a good point. And of course, Tambier comes to the defense of Jake Virtanen and in our text inbox, 650-650. Why would the team move off one of their faster guys in a lineup? They are slow enough. There is some truth to that. Like, if we're looking at, okay, guys, you got to cut out from the bottom six, and it's not like Jake moves the meter, but is Jake hurting you, for instance? You look at Roussel, he's giving you next to nothing. Right? I mean, Louis, he's giving you nothing. Like, yeah. These guys are giving you nothing. And getting rid of them and getting the cap space, it provides you the chance to get guys that give you something. But it's not like Jake provides nothing. Like, there is some value in having him in the bottom of your lineup. I totally agree. $3.4 million in cash is too much for it. But if you find other ways, if they're looking at other avenues to clear the cap space and it's not Jake, well, at least Jake can take a shift for you. If you're trying to build out your forward group, you can still pencil Jake in to your bottom six. You can't do the same for Roussel. You can't do the same for Eriksson.
No, and that's why I think Antoine Roussel is the answer that I would go with here, based on the fact that he is no longer that player that we saw a couple of years ago prior to his injury. He's flat. He doesn't have that, you know, that extra gear that he used to, even on that Alex Burrows night, which at this point in time seems like the highlight of his Canucks career. He just doesn't have it physically, and we can criticize Jake Virtanen all we want. We have, and we probably will in the future as well, based on the fact that, yeah, he hasn't lived up to expectations, but he is what he is. He's a guy that can play in your third or fourth line. He's going to be able to give you goals given the opportunity. Is he the most complete player? Far from it. But he does provide you with some speed, a little bit of edge every now and then. And Roussel doesn't have that speed, doesn't have that edge consistently. And a lot of nights, he has been the worst player on the Canucks this season. You know, in that bottom six, he hasn't really moved the meter. So if I'm looking at those players in the offseason, I got to say, I'm probably pointing the finger at Antoine Roussel as the most likely buyout candidate.
Keith and Kitz with this text, just keep Jake. He is what he is. 10 to 15 goal scorer on your third line and a power play two guy. Lower your expectations and you won't be disappointed. He's not that expensive for that role. And I do think that's a large part, and we've had this discussion a lot of times, but that does often come down to the Jake conversation a lot. That's what it does come down to, is this forever thought that he might be a bottom or a top six forward, a guy with a lot of upside, that he'll realize the potential of his sixth overall draft choice. But, you know, we're at a stage now where he's probably a bottom six guy. It's got a little bit of scoring upside and some defensive inefficiencies. If you just look at him through that lens, a lot of people might change their opinions on Jake Virtanen.
You have to recalibrate your expectations. There is some truth to that, right? Like, you have to be realistic with what Jake is and accept that. And if you're still holding on, and, you know, Jim did a disservice, I thought, this offseason when he talked about Alex Tuch. It's like, oh my, you know, it's like, again, like, we're doing this whole, like, you know, here is a player who's emerging as a power winger that can play up and down your lineup and is scoring over 20 goals, can be an impact player in the playoffs, drives the net consistently. It's like, that's not who Jake is. And he keeps saying stuff like that, and fans are like, well, maybe he can be like Alex Tuch. And it's like, no, that's not who he is. So recalibrate your expectations, and I think you can live with him for one more year. So as far as a buyout candidate goes, does it make sense to buy him out? I get it, but if you're already looking at other ways to clear the money out and you still have to fill out the bottom of your roster, is he not a guy that at least plays for you, right? Like, he's the guy that can at least take a shift for you. And the other aspect of this too is not that he has a lot of value, but Jake's a streaky scorer. What if next season all of a sudden he does get hot? Then maybe he is a guy that has value as an RFA for the final year of his contract, right? So I can talk myself into coming back with Jake for one more year and using other ways to clear that cap space.
Well, part of that conversation is circumstance as well. You really don't have much of a choice because you're going to need those players. I know we talk about, hey, can he jump into that role as a top six forward? The only reason he was in that position this year was, let's be honest, free agency for the most part was kind of bungled. The Canucks didn't want to spend money. They didn't want to spend, you know, a lot of term on players. And therefore, Jake Virtanen got an opportunity because there was no Tyler Toffoli, because there were opportunities for players within this lineup to have that opportunity based on the fact that you had to say goodbye to some players and you couldn't really upgrade. So just because he's a top six player on this team for a stretch of the regular season, that shouldn't, you know, make expectations higher again for some reason. No, that's an indictment on Jim Benning and not having enough top six forwards of having that quality and having that depth. So when I look at that, it's, we shouldn't be, you know, we were at that point last year, I think, with Jake Virtanen as realizing what he was. That was the eye opener for me, where he was given an opportunity to a certain extent to play in the top six. And we found out, ideally, this guy's a third line player. He can jump up into the top six, but you probably don't want that on a good team. You probably want him on the third and fourth line. So this just kind of reinforces that. Now, going forward, that dollar figure is going to be a big part of the question for next year is, yes, he's going to be making $3.4 million in real money. We know he's not that player. Now, if he lives up to it, that's great. But those expectations, they can't be based on the dollar figure, because you're going to need a guy to play on that third line next year. And Jake Virtanen still fits that role.
A big part of the problem here is, okay, you bring back Tanner Pearson, you start to wonder, how is this team even going to look different next year, right? And you don't have a lot of cap to make changes. You know Vasily Podkolzin is going to factor in to the roster next season. You're going to have a lot of work to do on the back end with only Nate Schmidt, Quinn Hughes, and Tyler Myers under control for next year. Does that mean more young guys, Yalevi, Rathbone, whoever it may be? You know, like a lot of this roster, and because of the cap, it's coming back unless you open up some space. And then we talk about, you know, where do you have needs? And if Jay Beagle is on LTIR next year, if Brandon Sutter does walk in unrestricted free agency, like who's playing center on this roster next year, Sat? How does this team get better next year when we're just talking about the same players kind of coming back? But also, yeah, who's playing center for this roster next season?
It's a big, big question for this team, right? And listen, I haven't heard this at all, and this is not me reporting this, so I don't want anybody to get the notion that, you know, anything's imminent. But at this stage, I wouldn't be surprised if they bring Brandon Sutter back for next season. You know, and just look at the centers available in free agency, and if the Beagle thing, you know, like Randeep was mentioning yesterday, is a longer term thing and he's not ready to go next season, and look at the centers in free agency, it's a very thin list of them as well, right? You probably need two centers. It wouldn't surprise me that if they bring Sutter back. Like, everything they're doing now is essentially trying to run it back again for one more year, or for maybe two more years, try to get the guys back on the roster again, whether it's Pearson, whether it's the other guy.
Well, what are you running back? You know, like,
well, I mean, that's the thing.
You're going to have another year with Gaudette and Sutter taking most of your bottom six center shifts. I mean, we've seen how that works out. It's not good enough.
I still think, guys, that they're going to be looking for another center, but it's not easy to find. Like, I think they'll be looking to bring somebody else into the organization that can maybe be a guy that can go from 3C to 2C or has the ability, right? Like, I do think they're looking for another player to do it. But to your point, you still have to have a guy in your fourth line. So would it surprise me? It wouldn't surprise me at all that they do end up bringing a guy like Brandon Sutter back on a one-year deal, for instance, because they don't have a lot of depth down the middle.
I know this is a very unpopular term in Vancouver, but for the next year or two, you're going to need a couple of stopgap measures, right? If you're saying your window is in a couple of years, especially in that bottom six, you don't want to commit to players like they have in the past. You want to avoid that. So is Brandon Sutter that stopgap measure? Is another player off of UFA status who plays down that middle? Maybe it's an Eric Halla, but maybe Eric Halla can command a little bit more term. Maybe there's some other players out there. But you're going to need a few of those guys, because last month when Jim Benning said, hey, this is a two-year kind of window to be a cup contender, you're going to need guys that play that role along with your young players to kind of fill in and play that role, you know, whether it's along the wings or in the middle or even on defense until you find a permanent partner for Quinn Hughes. There's going to be a few of those guys. And I know stopgap measures, people don't want to necessarily hear that because of the experience with Sam Gagne and Michael Delzato and all of that. You're hoping for a higher quality of player because you do have Elias Pettersson now, Quinn Hughes. But guys, if the actual contention window is 2 years away, there's probably going to be a couple of cheap signings coming up, maybe a couple off of UFA status. And ideally, you get a real idea of what's coming through the organization internally. Zach McKeown is given a chance over the next 2 years. Cole Lind, ideally, is given a chance. And Ole Yalevi is given a chance to show what he can do not only next year, but right now, after whenever they get back to playing and everybody's healthy. You want some clarity on these guys so you can actually pencil them in for next year and then decide, educated, you know, guessing on who you can bring in, you know, based on UFA status. Because the last thing you want to do, and I think this is why people get ticked off with the Tanner Pearson report, is You don't want to be tying guys to 2 or 3 year deals, especially if there's a 2 year window to be relevant.
How many players, right? You're right? Like, it's, you know, like, how many years, how much are you paying Tanner Pearson? How many guys are you going to have on term in your bottom six? And if you're talking about being 2 years away, well, I want the in 2 years for you to have that flexibility. Like, I want that plan to continue on. And if you maintain some flexibility this offseason, so many things can happen for you that are positive. Like, you can create the chance where you can go out and get a player a team has to shed because the expansion draft, because they have a tough cap situation. And if you have some flexibility, you might be in a position to really take advantage this offseason. And that's why I'm against giving any player that's not a core player any contract beyond one season.
This text, Benning said they will be good in 2 years. I'm worried he'll sign three-year deals this coming offseason. Gary, guys, they have a young center coming up with Tyler Madden. Oh, wait. That's not happening. He's in L.A. Graevac would be okay in a four-center role, in the fourth-center role. That's from Russell. Graevac, he's a fringe NHL guy. That's pretty much it. And Neil saying, if they bring back Pearson, it is with the third line in mind at the right number. It would be a good move. The other part of this, and one text, Mitch and Vic, actually this one comes in, everyone is overestimating how much the big two will get paid. Compare them to Sergachev, 4.8, and McKinnon, 6, and suddenly 12 for both looks kind of reasonable. That is a very optimistic text. But that's why, you know, the priority thing and why getting Pearson done now is still baffling, too. It's just, figure out what your top guys are going to get, and then you'll have a better picture of just how much money and how much flexibility you'll have to make other moves in the offseason. But right now, you know, as far as we know, only preliminary talks have been had with Pettersson and Quinn Hughes.
Yeah, and I mean, it's probably going to be shorter term deals, right? I mean, it's all trending towards bridge deals for those players. And maybe, you know, they have an idea of what it's going to cost. Like, Elliot keeps hinting towards this too, something between 13 to 15 million. And if you start doing the math together, and he mentioned yesterday they had probably, you know, something like 18 million Demko, Pettersson, Hughes combined. Like, that's what they had kind of baked in for this year. So 18 to 20 overall. We kind of know what it's going to be like. The only question here is, how many years does Quinn sign for? Is it two or is it up to 4 years? Does Pettersson go two? Does he go 3 years? I think that's the biggest question here. And if Hughes goes a bit longer, like, let's say he goes 3 or 4 years, maybe that cap number is a bit higher. But I think they already have an idea here, guys, that it's going to cost somewhere around 15 million. And if you're already assuming that's going to be the cost, well, then maybe you're not doing the, oh, I got to clear money first, or I can't sign this guy. It seems like they have a number in mind, and they also have something in mind in terms of money coming off the books. And hey, that doesn't mean you should be holding on to these guys and signing these players. But I do think this notion of, oh, they don't know what they're doing, they're going to sign this guy, and they haven't signed the other guys yet. I do think there is a working assumption here that it's going to cost a certain amount for those players. Like, I do think that's already in consideration here, and they're baking the Pearson extension, potentially, if they do end up signing him, into that. And I think that number would be less than $3 million. And that's the only number that makes sense, less than $3 million for a couple of years. Would Pearson take that? I don't know. But
yeah, I think the 2.5 to 2.75 range is where I'm looking at. But in regards to that text that, Dan, you referenced, Sergachev at 4.8, McKinnon at 6. Okay, McKinnon's a discount. It's probably the best discount in the NHL. I don't think we should be measuring a star center in a Canadian market where there's this, you know, simple thing of the fishbowl tax, if you want to call it. That plays a factor here. So Elias Pettersson, just because Nathan McKinnon took a discount, doesn't mean Pettersson's going to take that. The other thing with Sergachev, he plays in Florida. He's taken away more money at 4.8 than he would in a lot of other markets. So remember, that's a huge part of this here, where in a Canadian market, and the income tax plays a role. So just because that player took away that much, remember, he's taken more into his own pocket because of the income tax rules. So those two deals are a discount and a very favorable tax situation. I don't think Elias Pettersson, Quinn Hughes' agent, is going to be focusing on those as precedent. The Canucks can try, but no agent out there is going to be like, yeah, that works for my client, because those are very unique circumstances for both of those deals.
Lots of texts coming in. We're getting to as many as we possibly can here on the People's Show. Keep them coming. 650, 650 on the Dunbar Lumber text line. Also, you want to phone in, dial up the show, 604-280-0650 to share your thoughts with us here on the People's Show. Coming up next, not saying, just saying. You know how to play it. It's coming up in the next segment. You can get in on the Dunbar Lumber text line for that. And also at Sportsnet 650 on Twitter. I'm not saying the Canucks shouldn't sign Tanner Pearson. I'm just saying there might be better options available in free agency. So there's an example for you to get going for the next segment here on The People Show. Dan Riccio, Satyar Shah, Randeep Janda, Sportsnet 650.
Now back to The People's Show with Sat, Dan, and Randeep on the official home of the Canucks, Sportsnet 650.
Dunbar Lumber text line is buzzing here on The People's Show. And, well, it's the people's choice. Should Password continue to run on The People's Show? This tweet coming in, the people's elbow sounds better than Password continuing on The People's Show. I don't know about that. That sounds painful. Okay. There's nothing about Password that's painful. You get prizes, you have fun. People do random Macho Man impressions. I mean, what's wrong with Password? There's nothing wrong with Password. There's a great intro.
Haters.
People love the intro. The great, right?
Okay, so there's a couple of things I've picked up here, and this is just me being with my observations. Don't take this personally, Dan. People either A, like Password, B, don't like Password, okay, or C, absolutely hate your intro. Like, that seems to be the third option here.
Yeah. But here's the thing. Like, the people are voting. Remember when this happened early on, it was like, let the people decide. Let us decide. Yes. And hey, we're letting the people decide. So, you know, it's what you wanted. You asked for it. The people are deciding. And it's 3 days.
Yeah.
3 full days.
It's a three-day vote. Mike
and Kitz texted it and said, like, I hate Twitter. Yuck. But I signed up on Twitter just to vote for Password. So, you know, you have a chance to vote. And you saying you don't have a Twitter account is not good enough. If you care enough, you have a way to vote on this. And it is democratic. So it's up to you.
Clean Hands Canuck on Twitter. Honestly, I don't mind the segment. It's Reach's intro that hurts. Promise to kill the intro, and you get me to vote yes to Password.
Why are we not funding this?
That's on you, Reach.
Password is honestly really cool and fun. I learned trivia about sports that I wouldn't normally know. Y'all just hating because it's now on to the afternoon show. So many texts and tweets coming in. Keep it coming. Ash, my vote is no. Sorry, boys. He's just straight into the point. It's just not happening.
No, just a no. It's just straight to the point. There's no, you know, back and forth. Just yes or no. Very, very simple. Just follow it along. Man, this is, I mean, Jimmy's really mad. And he tweeted this at me as well. And I'm going to read this text to our Dunbar Lumber text inbox, 650, 650. I'll say this. Password has been part of Sportsnet 650 since Randeep Janda, Dom Stramati, and Perry Solkowski started it. The fact that it's being bullied off the air is disgusting. It helped grow the listening nation, and now Satyar Shah is trying to tear it down, disgusted, Jimmy. So Jimmy. Not very happy.
As one of the founding fathers of the game, this is troubling. I'm with Jimmy on this. You got to vote yes. That's why you got to vote yes, folks.
How many times an hour does Dan say the People's Show? Good God, it's nauseating. Sat, they're killing your career. What? It's the People's Show.
I'm saying.
I love this idea that it's getting bullied off the air as if it's not getting bullied upon Sat and myself and Canberra. How's that? Where's our feelings not being considered here?
It's the greatest sports radio game show. Hey, come on. You were giving it to you as a gift. Join us.
It was
us,
so
folks.
Great. Why did you stutter through it, man? You were like a shook rapper there trying to freestyle. It's like,
join us. Password, I'm welcoming you.
It's great.
It's great. Join us in Password, you know, playing history. We're giving you a space in history, Pick.
I will say some
the wrong side of history.
Well, see, this is the thing. Sometimes you need outsiders to come in and show you what's going on. And password has been very polarizing. You guys lived in your bubble, and you know you had, you know, the confirmation bias because there were people that were so into password that were, you know, completely in, like Jimmy, for instance, Silver and Black Canuck, Vicky, Rager. I mean, I'm losing all the names, but I mean, they're all involved here, right? Like, I get it. I understand. Joey, everybody, I get it. But there are a lot of people that just simply do not like password and tuned out on password. And looking at the vote and looking at the reaction, it's very polarized. It's like, you know, right now the no side is winning, but it's still pretty close. It's a 55-45 split, essentially somewhere along that line. And it shows you how polarizing this is. So this whole notion that everybody loves password, it's some fake news here. Because that's not really the way it is. Like, it is far more polarizing than the pro password side makes it out to be.
This is a very simple text here from Gary saying, hate the players, not the game. don't touch the game. Just hate the players.
Why not both?
Dane and Surrey.
Of joy.
Burn password to the ground. Keep password extra from a recent password extra winner. That is Dane and Surrey. He may have been swayed. I see other members of the people saying that they will use Eddie Lack as their real estate agent when they buy vacation homes in Arizona and Scottsdale moving forward. So I don't know if people are bribing Eddie Lack here, but it might be happening. Brandon in Coquitlam, you're on the People's Show. What's going on, Brandon?
Hey, what's going on? Can you hear me?
Yeah, we got you.
Yeah, you know, I just listening. I never call in, but I was just listening to people talk about password and talk about the intro, and that's pretty much the reason I listen to it. Like, are you kidding me? It's great. It's sweeping the nation. Like, I can't believe this.
Yes.
I can't believe people don't like this.
Brandon is a man of the people. It is sweeping the nation.
He can't believe it. You guys have blinders on. It's like, look, over half the people don't like this. Like, this is the thing. You guys have blinders on. You're not even acknowledging that people don't like it. I'm not even saying let's kill trivia. I'm saying we have to evolve this into something new and different, something that brings people together. And you guys are just completely pitching your flags on one side, and you're not listening to the other side. You're not listening to
listening.
Other people's concern. You're not. You're not
listening
at all.
It's day one. That's the whole point. It's just day one. It's day one. We're not calling it after Florida, guys. That's all.
The vote will be decided by Friday. We'll keep updating it through the next couple of days and through the rest of the show. But yes, Giovanni Canuck saying, hey, boys, is this a sports talk station or a password station? It's a little bit of both.
Yes.
Right now.
Let's see. I'm trying to make this a sports talk station. That's what I'm trying to do here. I'm trying to rid us of this password weight that's hanging over our shoulders all the time.
Appreciate the text from Giovanni. All right. Not saying, just saying here on the show. The People Show, you can text in. Not saying, just saying. 650-650. Love hearing from the people on this. And I know we're going to get a lot about password probably, but it's been about an hour. So I'm not saying you should join the Masters pool, but I'm just saying you should join my Masters pool. You can find the tweet. It's pinned at @DanRicho_.
Ooh, okay. I kind of dropped this a bit earlier. And again, it's not a report. I'm not saying Brandon Sutter is coming back to the Canucks. I'm just saying it wouldn't shock me if he does come back to the Canucks next season.
Okay, okay. You got people excited. You got people excited on Twitter. They're talking
like
about it right
I said, now, so. It's not a report. It's an opinion.
I mean, it kind of makes a lot of sense given the Canucks' lack of depth at the position in the organization.
And is the guy willing to take a bit of a sweetheart deal? Maybe. Something to watch. All right.
Brandon Sutter's making a mint if he goes like in free agency either, right?
So
no. I think the league in general views him as a quality fourth line center who's going to help your penalty kill.
Okay. My turn here. Not saying, just saying. If Dan Riccio's Masters pool was an outdoor gathering, it would still be within the province of BC's rules, with less than 10 people involved.
Okay, now this is fake news, Randeep, okay?
I don't believe it.
There is over 70 people now that have signed up for the Masters.
I don't buy that for a second. Don't buy that for a second. You
it's
were like
true.
20 yesterday. No.
Are there more burner accounts in Riccio's pool or burner accounts voting on Passwords poll?
But you know what? I will say, I saw somebody tweeting at Old Bear a bunch of different numbers, doesn't follow anybody, signed up today, and he says he signed up today just to vote for Password. So there are people now, unless that's Dan Riccio and Randeep on the fly creating burner accounts.
Nah, man. I don't have that much time on my hands. Come on, man. Not me.
Do we get shares of Twitter out of this? Like, we're getting people to sign up for Twitter just to vote on this on Password's future. It's unbelievable.
The reach.
All right. Not saying, just saying. Keep them coming on the Dunbar Lumber text line. There's so many texts coming in. I lost the last not saying, just saying. Who else we got from the people here on not saying, just saying?
Here's one unsigned. Mike Ash, not saying, just saying. NFL draft is a couple of weeks. Maybe talk more NFL. That's from Mike G.
It's slotted at 5:30 on the lineup card.
It's a coming.
Unsigned text, not saying, it's great seeing the Blue Jays and Raptors lose. I'm just saying it brings a smile to my face to see the center of the universe humbled.
That's not my number, I promise, guys.
Shiloh on the Dunbar Lumber text line, who thinks we've canceled him by not reading his texts, which is a lie. Not saying, just saying, I've never seen the People's Nation so divided by Password. Friend versus friend, brother versus brother, Dan and Randeep starting a war that will rip families apart. Shiloh votes no to Password.
That's a tad dramatic. Just a little bit.
We're a family here on The People Show, and we've created quite the divisiveness between the people.
Don texts in, not saying the Canucks are done for the season, just saying it wouldn't matter if it was.
Okay. Don coming in with a glass half empty submission there. We got Will from Salmon Arm coming in with, I'm not saying, but just saying, Holtby to the Leafs for draft picks.
What draft picks are the Canucks attaching to Holtby to make that trade happen?
Yes, exactly. Yeah. How many draft picks are you trading?
Exactly. Who's going to take that money for Braden Holtby? Come on. The Leafs? Nah.
Jesse and Nanaimo, not saying, just saying. Password has to stay. Beer is to Homer Simpson as Password is to the People's Show.
Ooh.
Unsigned text here. I'm not saying Canucks won't win the Cup in 2 years or at least be a contender, but there's a team called Colorado that will dominate for the next 5 years. See, that's a big problem with a two-year plan of, like, down the road. It's not as if the other teams are just waiting for you to get good. Like, they're trying to get good, too.
Go ahead, Tat.
I kind of lost it here.
Okay.
But you know what? I found it here. 650-650, Mike G. I'm not saying Randeep made a burner account. I'm just saying Randeep did the Rain City Block Twitter account vote for Password.
Hey, I have some sad news to report, guys. I have some sad news to report. I forgot the password for that. I'm locked out of it, so I don't even know. I can't even vote with that one if I wanted to, all right?
We need like a Maury Povich. We need a Maury Povich drop there. The lie detector test determined that was a lie.
Totally. I might have to determine that was a lie.
There it is. I don't believe
in the next 3 days, I might have to dig for that password. I'm going to try, but I haven't voted yet. We got another one here. Not saying, just saying. I don't want Sutter and Pearson back next year. Just saying, I want to see them in another jersey first. Tim and GT. Tim at GT. So basically, you don't want them back next season. You're just saying you want to see them in another jersey first. You want to trade for them? Is that what Tim's saying there?
I think he's saying. Maybe they acquire him for the cup run next season. I like right. this one. To our Dunbar Lumber text inbox, 650-650. Our good friend, Leaf Rolene. I'm not saying I'm happy the Canucks are bottoming out this year. I'm just saying adding a top young D might be the best thing for the future of this team.
Why would you say something so controversial yet so brave?
Dane in Surrey. I'm not saying I'll join the Masters pool. I'm just saying that if you get rid of Password, I'll pay money to join the Masters pool.
Hey, the Masters pool is free. It's completely free, and you get a chance at a beautiful Spro t-shirt. Yeah, it's great.
Such is Dane's ambition to get rid of Password. He'll pay to get into it.
Spro stained t-shirt, I might add.
Maybe. We've got, I got to throw some shade at at Brendan Batchelor. I'm not saying Brendan Batchelor has the worst food takes on the planet, but Brendan Batchelor's got the worst food takes on the planet. Like, who leaves out tacos and beer out of any food conversation? Unbelievable, Batch. Needs to explain himself.
I don't hate the beer inclusion.
Really?
Like, I get it. What? I get it. I wouldn't do it myself, but I get it. Like, going through that tweet, that seven foods that he did, I think beer would be five for me, but it would, like,
oh, man.
Just make it.
Dude, 100%. I'm getting rid of soda and cake.
Oh, yeah, that's easy.
It's so easy. Soda.
See, I think I might keep soda, to be honest.
No, they're so extra. They're so extra. Beer? Come on. Never getting rid of beer. Never, ever.
Eliminate two forever. Tacos, fries, beer, burger, soda, pizza, cake, and Batch takes out tacos and beer. Like, look, I can understand somebody who's like, I'm not the biggest beer fan, but like, there's always a moment where you really crave a beer. Like, if I have to eliminate beer forever, not doing that. Not, like, hot summer day. You're on the 19th hole after 18 holes of golf. What do you want? You want an ice-cold beer. That's what you want. And there's no way you could eliminate beer forever. I'm sorry. Can't do it. So, Batch.
Not happening. Yeah. No, but cake is, like, the one that you're just saying, yeah, I don't care. Like, cake is the lemon. You're like,
hold on there. What are you going to do with the birthday party? You need pizza, beer, and cake. Like, that's it. What are you going to do for your birthday? Celebrate
candy.
With pie?
Candy, man. Pie?
Like, no, come on. You need, a big, thick slice of cake.
You
come
can,
on.
You can call an audible
pie.
Without cake.
Do pie. Make pie.
Who wants pie for a cake? No one wants to see somebody, like, jump out of a pie. Well,
cake is overrated anyway.
What parties are you going to?
I don't know.
Hey, good ones.
I mean, Randy, still getting a party with Randy bags. Would just be edible arrangements anyway, so it's...
What are you talking about? You're the one who got them from a listener once. Edible arrangement? You're the one who's gifted them once.
I'm not saying the Canucks won't win the Cup in 2 years or at least be a contender, but there's another team called Colorado that will dominate for the next five. That coming in on the Dunbar Lumber text line.
Yeah, Dale in Maple Ridge. Here in Canada, it's pop, not soda, guys.
We're just reading the tweet.
Yes, it's the tweet. That's what it says. We know.
Yeah. Come on, man.
Tim and Langley, not saying, just saying, please kill password, nails down a chalkboard.
All right. On that note, I'm not saying. I'm not saying, just saying. I'll join Riccio's Masters pool only if password stays. Gary, coming with the opposite of that.
Reach, I'll join your pool if you post the photo of you and Chara.
No.
Okay, well, what can you do for us then, for us to join? Like, you got to put something on the table here. That t-shirt's not good enough, man.
Look, you could win the
Scrubs t-shirt. I'm embarrassed
t-shirt.
To admit I joined today.
Zdeno Chara, and the picture of me and Zdeno Chara, just like, it can't see the light of day. Like,
what if the Scrooge shirt had the picture? Like, that's a prize. People would sign up for the pool to see that. One person gets a picture of you, or the t-shirt of the picture of you with Chara. I'd wear that all the time.
Yes.
Okay, so
there's got to be something coming, though, Reach.
Look, it's got to be really long odds, okay? Like, I'm not just letting this Zdeno Chara photo out for nothing. You know, if you all join the Masters pool and you all finish in the top 10, okay, maybe. Then I will release the Chara photo.
Okay. Does that include you too? Like, all five of us?
Yes.
As in you as well?
Yes. And I won't sewer my team, okay? I'll put together a regular team. All five of us. Josh Elliott Wolf has also joined, so that's six, okay? More than 50% of the top 10
Whoa.
Has to be us.
Okay, more than 50%. Okay, that's the only reason I'm joining this thing, because I could care less about golf, I'll be honest. But for this, I will join in. I will join in for this. If the Zdeno Chara...
Do we have some breaking news here involving Palmieri? Is that true? Is there something happening right now?
Is that what's going on?
Our chat's a buzz.
Oh, boy. Breaking news. Is it actual breaking news here on The People Show?
Ooh, Arthur Staple at Stape Athletic, who covers the New York Islanders, The Isles acquire Cal Palmieri and Travis Zajac from New Jersey for a 2021 first-round draft pick.
Wow. They got both Palmieri and Zajac for a first-round pick.
Mm-hmm. We'll see if there's anything else here, too. Mm. But, yeah, they got, I mean, yeah, you're saving money on Zajac, right?
Yeah.
So there are some additional details here. There's a first-round pick. It's a conditional fourth-rounder as well. And you've got forwards A.J. Greer, Mason Jobst, and the first-round pick in 2021, along with a conditional fourth-round pick in 2022. So a little bit more than that. Got a couple of prospects in there as well.
Islanders getting Palmieri and Zajac. And I'm saying it, man. Like, they're for me, I like them more than the Capitals. And I probably put them third in that kind of Eastern Conference of the U.S. behind Tampa and Carolina. Actually, I think I might put them second behind Tampa.
Yeah.
Not saying, just saying, if a first-round pick is getting traded, why are we talking about Tanner Pearson getting re-signed?
Well, you're not getting a first for him.
No, I know, but if, like, this whole idea was like, hey, firsts aren't going to get traded, even for Taylor Hall. Like, I get Kyle Palmieri's a good scorer and Travis
Zajac. Better than Hall.
I get that, but, like, this notion that firsts weren't going to get traded. Now we live in a world where firsts are getting traded. I want all Tanner Pearson re-signing talk deaded, like, right now.
Bring him back in the summer. Trade him now.
Circle back season, yet again. Here's the problem, though. We know Jim Benning's not good at circle back season.
Yeah.
Isn't that the whole point here?
For as much as it gets talked about, it never really happens, right?
No.
Very rarely.
No. Yeah, but an interesting deal. We'll delve into this a bit more, see what's happening, but also some money being retained as well in this trade, it seems. So we'll dig into it when we come back.
Patrick Johnston will be joining us coming up in the 5 o'clock hour as well. So a trade made, Palmieri and Zajac to the New York Islanders. NHL trade deadline coverage is brought to you by Andrew Sherritt Limited, your local family and employee-owned wholesale distributor with locations across Western Canada. Purchase heating, plumbing, and irrigation supplies online at Sherritt.com. More in on the Canucks and that trade next with PJ on the People's Show, Sportsnet 650.